This is TWiT.
According to a new claim by Edward Snowden in a lengthy interview with Wired, the National Security Agency accidentally brought down Syria's internet back in 2012 after a failed attempt to hack into the country's communications data. Snowden says the NSA agents tried to exploit a core router of a major ISP in order to tap into Syria's emails, and the plan backfired. He says at the time, Syrians were more focused on restoring the internet throughout the nation, then tracking the outage back to the NSA. Syria President Bashar al-Assad's government has occasionally turned off internet services in specific areas before launching an attack, according to the Washington Post. So it's not entirely clear which blackout Snowden is referencing. The NSA did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding his potential involvement. Oh, but that's not all. Edward Snowden also says the NSA is developing a cyber defense system that would instantly and autonomously neutralize foreign cyber attacks against the U.S. and could also be used to launch retaliatory strikes. The program is called Monster Mind, made up of algorithms that would scour huge repositories of metadata and then analyze that data to separate normal network traffic from anomalous or malicious traffic, which the NSA could then use to identify and block a foreign threat. For example, Monster Mind could identify a distributed denial of service attack against a U.S. banking system or a malicious worm designed to garble an airline system and then stop it before it does any harm. However, some issues with this, Snowden says that spotting these malicious attacks this way would require the NSA to collect and analyze all network traffic flows in order to design an algorithm that could distinguish normal traffic from malicious traffic. The NSA has also not responded to questions about the Monster Mind program. Huge surprise. If you noticed any network disruptions or outages yesterday, you could have blamed 512K, which is an issue where the growth of routable networks on the internet overwhelms the amount of memory that's set aside in infrastructure hardware like routers and switches that decides how to route data through the internet. As Ars Technica explains it, quote, for the first time, the lists of routable networks that are also called Border Gateway Protocol or BGP tables surpassed a significant power of 2 to the 19th power or 512K. Many older routers limit their use of a specialized and expensive type of memory known as ternary content addressable memory or TCAM to 512K by default. When the tables outgrew the space allotted for them, the routers shut down or slowed. So this is basically an issue of just bad old hardware. Hosting provider Liquid Web pointed to the 512K issue via a tweet that read, as ISPs have recovered from hashtag 512K, active BGP routes being reached, many of our customers affected by these carrier issues have regained the ability to reach their sites. Yes. Password service LastPass said it possibly blamed 512K, at least in part, for some interruptions in its service. Other outages were reported by eBay, Comcast, and Time Warner. Samsung has finally officially introduced the Galaxy Alpha, a premium handset with a metal frame, at an event in Russia, which is going to be the first market where consumers will be able to pre-order the phone. The Galaxy Alpha is the thinnest phone in the Galaxy line, has a 4.7-inch screen, putting it on par with the upcoming iPhone 6, if those rumors end up panning out anyway. The Alpha also has a fingerprint reader just like the Galaxy 5S, but it is not water resistant. It runs Android 4.4.4 KitKat with TouchWiz, has 2 gigabytes of RAM, a 12 megapixel rear camera, 32 gigabytes of internal storage, and a price set at $689, which is roughly equivalent to about 24,990 rubles off contract. Pre-orders are open now for a September 12th release date. Spotify has partnered with a band page in an event, an effort to give fans new purchasing experiences beyond the norm of t-shirts and stickers and vinyl records, such as exclusive online concert options. So, for example, you could pre-order an album and get access to the iHeartRadio concert video stream where the artist is performing songs from his or her new album for the first time. Or perhaps pre-order a copy of the record and you receive an email with a link and unique code to access the stream when it airs. Jay Sider, who's the founder and CEO for Bandpage, tells CNET that over 1,000 of these types of experiences are now available for purchase via Spotify.